Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Acne is one of Ireland's most common skin disorders among all age groups. An estimated 80% of Irish people have to deal with that condition. Founder of Akina Beauty and Laser Clinic and senior skin therapist Ivana Breen has been treating and helping acne sufferers for nearly 30 years, and she joins me now. Ivana, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Afric. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Listen, I am one of the 80% of people that is an acne sufferer for sure. I did not think in my 30s that I would still have to be dealing with this. So tell me about what acne is, first of all.
So acne is an inflammatory skin condition that is caused by excess oil in the skin. Mm-hmm. So it allows the cutibacterium, which is the bacteria that causes acne, to thrive. And this bacteria is a normal part of the skin's flora, but it also is responsible for acne breakouts. Mm-hmm. So when you get excess oil, what happens is that oil, the dead skin cells that are normally shedding from your skin, get trapped in that oil, and it causes congestion, and then the bacteria loves to feed on that. So more bacteria comes along, that causes inflammation, and hey presto, you have a breakout.
So there's like the type of acne that I would have, say, I get that once a month, and people say to me that's hormonal acne. Are there different types of acne?
Yeah, that's it. Hormonal acne is very common among women.
Yeah.
And then, yes, there are different types of acne, and it goes from very mild acne, where you might have some blackheads, the odd breakout, nothing too severe, right up to cystic acne, where you have big bulbous lumps under the skin that actually can be very painful.
Yeah. And it's so 80% of people suffer with this. I think when people think about acne, they think about teenagers and stuff. But what age ranges can it affect? It basically affects everyone, doesn't it?
It affects everyone. So acne often presents itself at first in the early teens, and that's down to hormonal changes that are happening in puberty.
Yeah.
But and for a lot of people, that settles itself down and the skin normalizes again. But as you say, into your 30s, you can get hormonal changes again. And we're always going through hormonal changes throughout our lives. So anytime, if you have genetically inherited a skin that is predisposed to breakouts, then it's possible that you could have even breakouts when you're in your 60s. Now, it doesn't mean that you have to deal with bad acne all throughout your life.
Yeah.
It just means that there are going to be times where you will get breakouts. So it can affect everyone.
So are Irish people more predisposed to acne than the other nationalities, or is it just particularly, do we suffer more basically?
Irish people, no, don't suffer more per se. It's a different type of acne with Irish people. So, for example, a Mediterranean skin type would have a much oilier skin type.
Mm-hmm.
So they nearly would be a little bit more prone to getting congestion and breakouts. But with Irish skin, we have a drier skin type. So the acne and it's one of the mistakes that a lot of people make, is that particularly on an Irish skin, they feel that their skin is oily and dirty, so they're over cleansing, over exfoliating, trying to get rid of this oil.
Yeah.
And when actual fact, we have a very dry skin type, and your skin has this natural lipid barrier on the surface, and that's made up of oils and bacteria and secretions from your skin.
Mm-hmm.
And it's there almost as a protective barrier to protect your skin from environmental damage and bacterial breakouts. And when we over exfoliate, what happens is we're stripping the skin of that natural lipid barrier that's there to help protect us and help prevent excessive breakouts. So the key to it is to using a skincare range and exfoliating maybe just once a week, using a gentle cleanser, a mild cleanser. It's something that a lot of people who suffer with acne want to use like a gel cleanser that's harsh and aggravates the skin.
Yeah.
So I would be encouraging people to use something that is oil-based. And I know everybody who's listening who has
feels
acne
counterintuitive.
Yeah. And is screaming, God, no, I wouldn't put oil near my skin. But there's a particularly good oil-based cleanser that we sell in the clinic called the Skin Made Cleanser. And it binds to the oil and the debris of the skin. And it lifts off just what it needs to lift off, but it won't rip that lipid barrier away. So it's very protective and very supportive of the skin.
So if you
have keeping that intact,
if you are, because it can have a desperate effect on like your self esteem and your kind of how you feel about yourself and all that kind of stuff. Like if people are, but if you look to get it, you know, if you Google say, you know, the best treatments for it. It's just a minefield. It's like, you know, because there's no, the person who is writing the thing that you're reading definitely doesn't have the same type of skin as you do and all that kind of stuff. So how's the what's the best way to get acne treated? Like, should you go and see a dermatologist if you can, or should you go and see, you know, someone like yourself or whatever? What's the best way to do it?
So, yeah, absolutely. Go and seek help, because there is help there available to you. And acne is one of those things that when you learn how to manage it, you can minimize the breakouts and you can reduce the risk of potentially scarring the skin. Mm. So long term, we would be the first port of call in terms of helping somebody with acne. So to see a skin therapist, and like that, we do online consultations. So if you're not in Dublin, we can do them online. So we can go through a consultation and help you decide what the right skincare is going to be for you and how to manage the skin. And if after a period of time that you're not having success with that skincare range, or you're not having success with in-salon treatments, then at that point, that's when we go, okay, maybe you need to look at speaking to your GP. And your GP will offer possibly an antibiotic, or for women, it might be going on the pill for a period of time. Mm-hmm. And then in more severe cases, there's a drug called Roaccutane that has great success rate. So it doesn't, you don't have to go straight to a dermatologist, but if it becomes after a few months, if you're not having any success with skincare and with the first sort of port of call, then that's when you need to go on to get the help there.
If you were to, if you like, because a lot of it, I think, you can put it down to not necessarily topical factors, but sort of what's going on inside your body, like you said, with hormones and with other things. Say diet and you know, maybe dairy and stuff like that. Would you recommend maybe I don't know, like a sort of process of elimination with that, of, you know, diet wise or whatever, to see if something you are eating or consuming maybe is causing a breakout?
Yeah, so diet is never going to cause a breakout as such, but there are aggravating factors.
Okay.
And as you mentioned, dairy is one of those. So for years, there's been this to and fro, does dairy affect us, does it not? And recent studies have shown that in particular, low-fat milk seems to be a culprit in us. So for people who have acne, what I would recommend that you do is just come off dairy for a period of maybe about 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks, and see how your skin responds.
Sure.
It works for some people, it doesn't for others. So it's not everybody who has acne is going to be, exactly.
Sure.
So it's just that short period of time, see if it improves the skin. And if you are one of those people, then it's not that you can never have dairy again or that you should cut it out completely. It's just that you have a plan now and you know how to manage it better and you minimize the amount of dairy that you have.
Ivana, I have a text here. Someone texted in and said, what product does your expert recommend for teenage boys with acne? Is there anything that would spring to mind for you that they might try?
So when you're looking for skincare for male and female, you want to look at ingredients that contain, or products that contain, salicylic acid. Mm-hmm. Salicylic acid is one of those products that helps to break down the congestion. It helps to reduce the oil and it helps deal with the bacteria as well. So, it, and you can have salicylic acid in a cleanser or a serum or a moisturizer. So you want to start with something that's below sort of 2% salicylic acid, okay, and gently, slowly introduce it into the skincare routine.
Brilliant. Ivana, if people want more information, where should they go?
So we're www.akina.ie. You'll find me, Ivana Breen, on Facebook and on Instagram.
Yeah.
And on Facebook, it's Akina Beauty and Laser Clinic.
That's brilliant. Ivana, thanks so much for coming on and talking to us this morning. It's like so many people suffer from acne. So it's great to get an expert opinion. So thanks a million, Ivana.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So the Irish acclaimed skin expert Ivana Breen and founder of Akina Beauty and Laser Clinic. She was chatting to us there about acne, which is one of Ireland's most common skin disorders.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.